In Iran, homosexuality is illegal and punishable by death, yet it's legal to get a sex change. True. A fatwa dating back to the 1960s allowed sexual reassignment surgery. But transgender people are far from equals in Iran. They get kicked out of school, get arrested, and are rarely able to find work. Many turn to prostitution to survive, or they flee to neighboring Turkey in hopes of resettling as refugees. But as Shuka Kalantari reports, fleeing life in Iran offers little solace.
Aynaz is dancing by herself in an upscale club in Ankara, Turkey's capital city. She has long, wavy black hair, big hazel eyes, dark eyeliner, and full fuchsia-colored lips. She's really pretty, and so the empty dance floor quickly fills up with Turkish businessmen trying to catch her attention. Chances are, those businessmen don't know that Aynaz is a transgender refugee, and that 10 months ago, she was working as a prostitute in Iran. She says transgender women in Iran are treated almost as subhuman, and it's why she fled.
I left Iran because someone strangled and killed one of my transgender friends in her home, and my other friend was killed by her brother, who was a drug addict.
Aynaz grew up in a small town where she was harassed and frequently arrested. As a little boy, her crime was acting too feminine. By the age of 15, she was expelled from school. So at the advice of a therapist, Aynaz got a full sex change. She thought that would make her life easier. Because while being gay can lead to the death penalty in Iran, sex changes are totally legal. But things only got worse. She was forced to leave her home and move to Tehran. Aynaz says she soon took the path most of her transgender friends did. Prostitution.
We weren't in the position to get jobs. It wasn't possible. We did not have the education, and no one would have hired us anyway. So we would find men that wanted sex, and that was because we needed money, not because we wanted to.
So Aynaz bought a one-way ticket to Ankara, and she applied for asylum with the United Nations. Her goal was resettling to the U.S. or Canada, but that process can take up to 3 years, and she quickly ran out of money. Life as a refugee is tough for anyone. Life as a transgender refugee is even harder. Turkey is almost as conservative as Iran, and the same prejudices persist. Veysel Esiz is with Helsinki Citizens Assembly, a refugee advocacy group in Istanbul. He says neither the Turkish government nor the UNHCR, the High Commissioner for Refugees, provides any substantial assistance to any refugees. So people are pretty much on their own.
You have to rely on yourself for arranging your accommodation, for covering your health costs, or to find a job. And getting a work permit is possible in theory, but impossible in practice. So it is the lack of financial support that leads these people to pursue sex work.
While most refugees can find under-the-table jobs here and there to make ends meet, transgender refugees are out of luck. At a dinner party in Ankara, Aynaz is drinking wine and chatting with some refugees she befriended. She says she's lucky to have met a few Iranians who accept her, because for the most part, it's other Iranian refugees who harass her the most.
Iranians in Turkey are worse to us than Turkish people. If Iranians find out, they quickly start talking behind your back.
Or they out you as a transgender person to prospective employers so they can get your job. And no work means no money. Aynaz says after 2 months in Turkey, she was kicked out of her apartment for not paying rent. So she packed her small suitcase and went to a local nightclub. She sat down, ordered a beer, and started to cry. That's when a Turkish man sat down next to her and told her she could live with him for a while, but with one caveat.
He always wanted sex, and sometimes he'd force me. I told the UNHCR, and they asked if I wanted to take him to court. I told them that I couldn't, because even though he was taking advantage of me, he never threw me out of the house and didn't leave me homeless. UNHCR isn't going to give me a room to sleep in.
Aynaz says she hates the guy, but she's still dating him, because he now pays her rent. She says putting up with him is better than being on a street corner. But Aynaz recently got a ray of hope. She received a letter from UNHCR saying she's been accepted as a refugee in Vancouver, Canada. There she'll get enough government support to go back to school, and eventually get a real job, which is all she ever wanted in Iran.
If we had a government that defended us, that let us study, that let us get a degree and didn't bother us, then I would have become an educated person and my life would have been different. But they didn't let us study. They didn't let us do well.
Aina says she plans to take English classes in Vancouver and eventually wants to start her own beauty salon. She says the idea of starting this new life in Canada helps her deal with the fact that life in Turkey ended up being a lot like life in Iran. For The World, I'm Shuka Kalantari in Ankara, Turkey.
Shuka's story was made possible by a reporting fellowship from the International Center for Journalists in Washington.